This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Good to have you with us. For the next 4 weeks, we're going to talk about the American dream. I know the phrase is a bit of a cliche, but it also resonates with millions of people. Getting educated, moving up, retiring well, and perhaps most symbolically, making a home. So today, that's where we're starting. Is owning a home still important to the American dream? We asked people across the country, what does home ownership mean?
It means that you've done well for yourself. You've made it to the next level.
When you think of a house, you got the backyard, little puppies in the back, barbecue, pool, and whatnot.
It just sends the message that you're grown up and settled in life and pretty happy with where you are.
It just makes the most financial sense, and it sets you up on a better, like, long-term financial trajectory to own your own home.
Yeah, that's kind of the pinnacle of I've made it if I can afford a home.
Owning a home means I will have to settle where I am at the moment. And right now, with me being a young adult, I'd rather, you know, kind of see where I'd like to live first instead of just settling where I am right now.
Having a house would be like I did something. I have something to show for myself or for what I've done for my hard work.
You've made it, you're settled in life, you're on the path for financial security. Home ownership, as those people just shared, means more than just a picket fence or a two-car garage. It's emotional, personal, and aspirational. Even with the clouds that hung over the housing market the last few years, it was hard to get away from this idea that buying a place is part of the American dream. It's certainly part of the economic recovery. We still pay close attention to home sales, prices, inventory. This hour, we're looking at home ownership. What you should know before you buy, how you should think about costs, and whether it's the right thing for you. We'll begin with this news. In July, new home sales plunged by 13%, but overall, they were still 7% higher than last year. So, what do you need to ask yourself before you enter the market? We're getting some advice from Allison Rogers. She's a real estate agent and a columnist for Time.com. Welcome to the show, Allison.
It's wonderful to be here. I appreciate it.
When I'm thinking about buying a house, I sort of got that feeling. How do you tell people what's the right moment to get in? How do they know?
Sometimes people have a desire to own a house. You have to remember that purchase of your single family home isn't an investment. It's a consumption. I would certainly recommend that people have saved up a 10% down payment and feel that they're going to stay in the house for at least 5 years.
So once you've got that, there are a lot of other costs here. I mean, you've got to get the mortgage. How do you tell people to go about being prepared, and what other costs might come down the road toward them?
First-time homeowners are always surprised at how expensive it is to own a piece of property, partly because the house knows that you own it and everything breaks at the same time. So I would highly recommend renting the Money Pit with Tom Hanks so you can laugh. But basically, when you're considering purchasing, ask the current homeowner for his or her utility bills, his or her property tax bills, and also factor in the idea that you'll probably be making one major repair a year. I would just add in maybe 2-3% of the house's purchase price in my head as annual maintenance.
So all of those things that you don't think about, you try to sort of do a little worksheet and know what the extras are.
Exactly. For maintenance, for example, if you're buying a $400,000 house, I would think of wanting to have $8,000 in annual maintenance costs. That sounds like a lot, but if you're replacing a roof or you have boiler problems, it really starts to add up.
We get a lot of emails from people nowadays who are looking at mortgage rates that have been very low and they're starting to kind of inch up. And people get nervous saying, I got to get in now. What do you say to them?
Well, Lizzie, the first thing I would tell those people is to remember that rates are still historically very low. We've seen a bounce from 3.5% to 4.5%, which is very scary if you're thinking of buying. but historically, anything below 6% is still a very low mortgage rate. I wouldn't use the rise in rates as a reason to be too hasty in my decision.
So it shouldn't be something that causes people to panic?
No, I wouldn't panic, and I wouldn't make a decision you're going to regret based on just seeing those numbers move around.
So in your frame of mind, people should be thinking about a house as a place to live, a place to build a family, not a way to build wealth.
Yes. Building wealth is a wonderful extra. And I do think it's okay for people to think of a house as a way to force themselves to save. If you're paying off a 30-year fixed mortgage, that in essence is causing you to save some money. But I wouldn't expect price appreciation. The price appreciation that we got in this country in the 90s and the aughts really was whipped cream on top of the sundae. It wasn't something you should have expected, and you shouldn't necessarily expect it to repeat.
Allison Rogers is a real estate columnist for Time.com and a real estate agent for DG Neary Realty. Thank you so much, Allison.
Thank you, Lizzie. I appreciate it.
What else do you need to know about buying a home? One suggestion, ask your real estate agent to walk you through homes that have recently sold where you're looking so you can get a sense of price, condition, and value. That's just one of the tips you can find at marketplacemoney.org. Click on our home buying checklist.